Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul. Enriching lives with many possibilities, we embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do. Hey, 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 we're back in action on the live show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Sugar, and I have two very special co-hosts that have joined me today, and I am so excited because y'all know we always have the hottest discussions here on Brown Sugar Radio, but I'd like to introduce to some and present to many others. Y'all know we got LT in the house from Vegas. What's up, LT?
Hey, how y'all doing? Right. Glad to be on the show.
Okay, back in action. And then we got PB. Y'all remember PB? All the way from Pine Bluff. What's up, PB?
What up?
Arkansas, that's right. Arkansas is in the house today, so we got it all the way, y'all, from from down south to the west coast today, and we're giving it up because this situation, this case has truly the nation an outrage, and I could not help but do a show. It was necessary because I received so many emails in regards to, Sugar, are you going to do a show? Are you going to do a show? And I'm like, you know what? I think I better do a show. So I thought of two of my dearest guest co-hosts that have actually held it down on Brown Sugar Radio before, and PB and LT are in the building today. It's good to have you guys back on the show, and I love the fact that both of you are raw and uncut. You say exactly what's on your mind. You don't hold back exactly what it is that's in your heart, and so that's what this show is all about, getting it off your chest, as PB used to always say, right? He's getting it off his chest. So I'm going to briefly just kind of reiterate what took place on this case for those of you who really don't know who Casey Anthony is. If you don't know, you had to have been under a rock hiding or in Mars, but just a little bit I'm going to share with you briefly. Casey Anthony is a mother. She had a two-year-old daughter back in 2008. She was reported missing by the grandmother, who used to see Kaylee, was the name of the young lady, the little girl, excuse me, that was 2 years old. Kaylee was reported missing, and this is where a huge can of worms was opened up because the authorities actually found out that the mother had not reported the two-year-old baby missing in over 31 days. All right. Now, originally, she had stuck to the story for 3 years that, get this, Zanny the Nanny, that name sounds hilarious, had kidnapped Kaylee. And basically, she stated that the reason she did not contact the authorities was because she was doing her own research and investigation. All right. Hot mess. Yeah. So, okay, the story gets better, though. So not only was Casey stating that Zanny the Nanny had kidnapped her child, who was also known as Zanadia Gonzalez, all right, stating that this individual who was a colleague of hers, she had met through a colleague of hers at Sawgrass Apartments, was the individual that kidnapped it. We find out an explosive bomb case was released during her trial that Kaylee had accidentally drowned. So the whole story changes, and it was reported that the father had drowned the baby, and now the mother was basically reacting in fear, blah, 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 blah. The story goes on. But the kicker is the reason why the defense stated that Casey reacted this way is because she was molested by her father. Okay, this story is a hot, hot diggity dog mess. I'm cringing here. I'm filling in the listeners who may not have known as far as the details of this gory story, but it was reported that George Anthony had been molesting Casey since she was 8 years old, and the exact words were that her father, Casey stated that her father would put her father would put his private part in her mouth, and then she would go to school and play with other kids as if nothing happened. All right. George Anthony denies any allegations, but what made him uncredible was the fact that he had tried to commit suicide on January 22nd of 2009 by taking several bottles of medication and overdosing. All right, and he was later taken into custody as well as a medical center for evaluation. So this story just goes on and on and on. It's crazy. I do have some more, but right there I'm going to stop because my stomach is certainly turning here. As far as I do see the switchboard blowing up, listeners, this is what I'm going to ask. Y'all know how we get down. We only have 30 minutes live, 15 thereafter that. I'm going to ask my guest co-host to elaborate first and to share their story. Then certainly we will take calls. Those of you, you can either send me a private chat or you can text me. For those of you who have information, you can hit me up on Facebook, whatever. If you want to be taken off of the switchboard, if you have a quick comment or question, certainly let us know, okay? All right, so we're going to go ahead. PB, go ahead. I want you to kick it off and tell me your thoughts in regards to this bizarre case, and then LT, you can have at it next.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even know where to start with this whole case. I mean, because the whole family is just crazy. I'm going to just start out saying that the whole family is crazy because I'm still trying to figure out. And everybody that know me know that I really don't even care for kids. But every time I call my sister, I'm keeping it real. I don't even care for kids. But every time I call my sister, one of my number one questions to my sister is, if I don't hear her kids in the background, is, where the kids at? I'm trying to figure out how do your grandchild. I'm not even speaking on Casey right now. I'm on the grandparents. I'm trying to figure out. They claim they didn't know what was going on, but how do you call your daughter a whole 31 days, a month and a day? How do you call her a whole month and one day, and you don't hear a kid, and you ask her where the kid is, and she don't say nothing? Like she tell you, yeah. your kid don't go to a nanny for 30 days. Like come
That's right.
You don't see your kid to a nanny for 30 days? Come on, like, seriously. Like, you just now reporting this. I don't know where to start. Now, I can't with this whole case. It's just ridiculous. And then, like, the whole thing about Casey saying that the dad, like, what was that? That's irrelevant to the case.
What?
Now, if her daddy did molest her, that's irrelevant. What they got to do with this baby? You being molested, what they got to do with this baby? I'm just saying, like, where they come from?
I think that's just how the defense tried to build sympathy towards her, why she withheld this information and she kept everything disclosed. It's like, come on.
Get me started on the not guilty part. Come on now. I mean, I understand.
Okay.
I do understand. I mean, I'm not upset that they found her not guilty because I do understand that the prosecution didn't do their job with presenting the case because, like I'm saying, I do understand, like, they don't even know when the baby was killed. They don't know what day she was killed. They don't know how she was killed.
It's all speculation.
So,
basically, it boils down to another
know.
OJ case. It's all speculation. It was all prosecution had to build their case on.
So I can understand why she's not guilty, but I'm just saying, like, it's just crazy. I crack jokes on Twitter, and, like, people were coming at me on Twitter because I was cracking jokes. But, like, I was like, trying to explain to them, my jokes were towards the judicial system, because that's a joke. Like, how do you sit up in court and basically admit that your baby drowned and you didn't report it.
For real.
Your baby drowned and you didn't report it. Like, you just going to walk free like ain't nothing happened.
Now, let me ask y'all really? This. And I don't know how, I don't know exactly how the laws work when a child drowns. I pray no one I know ever has to go through this. But in the event if a child accidentally drowns, had she had reported it right then and there, she would not have been convicted of murder, right? Is that how it goes? Like if an accidental drowning happens? Because I'm sure, especially out here in Vegas, LT, you can feel me on this, I'm sure we receive our more than share of drownings from young children.
Yeah,
I've never heard of parents going to jail for that, right?
Right. Well, parents can go to jail if it's a case of child neglect. You know, if you have a pool, you're supposed to have a fence around the pool. And now the laws are so strict because in our state we have such a high domestic violence and death situations dealing with family and loved ones that do a considerable amount of investigating into things like that.
Right. But I'm saying if the parent, right now, neglect, you're absolutely right, because that's just crazy. But I'm saying if the parent was there and the child drowned, let's say that the child slipped in the pool and they tried to resuscitate the child and the child died, would they be held accountable? Does anyone know?
Okay.
Anyone in the chat certainly, too, hit us up. Go ahead, LT.
No, but, you know, the legal system could always go either way. And the fact is that they'll bring in, too, is where the parent's coherent, you know what I'm saying, where the they may not know CPR. They may not know that, something like that.
But then
you know,
they're going to be like, why didn't you call 911? Why are you trying to resuscitate the child? You should have let a professional do it. So.
Right. So my opinion on it was, I'm like, PB on this, you know, this is pretty much commentary could start off as if I was Ed Lover saying, come on, son. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, your child supposedly drowned. So why would you? You know, my angle is why would you cover up an accidental death? If at the most you get child neglect, and you know, if we were to go there in our minds and say that her defense was she was high or drunk or they was partying when the baby drowned, then you got a serious case of child neglect. But still, I mean, you know, they're not going to try to lock you away for murder. But to go as far as to cover it up with the chloroform and duct tape and tell everybody that the child is missing after 30 days of partying, I mean, that's just not a person that's grieving the death of a child. And it's definitely not the actions of a grieving mother who lost her only child.
That's real. There was a similar situation. I don't know, have either of you heard about Karen Murphy? Did y'all hear about the mother just lost her child? I believe it was this week it happened. And what happened was she left her toddler child in the back seat. She went to work and went the entire day and realized when she got off work that the little boy's corpse was still strapped in the back seat. Now, this is common. It happens quite a bit. And they were comparing the two mothers. And they were stating that with Casey Anthony, the reason it looked so suspect was because during the time her child was missing, there were pictures of her on MySpace, allegedly, with her drinking and partying and in little skimpy outfits, you know what I'm saying, while her two-year-old child's body was decomposing, versus with Karen, as soon as she seen her baby strapped to the back seat in this car, it was reports of yells and screams and, I mean, just terror. You know what I'm saying? And she's actually going to be scheduled to get trialed soon. You know, they don't know, but she could face up to 40 years in jail for an accident that was, you know, it's sad. It was tragic, but yet it was basically like out of sight, out of mind. And one of the arguments in this case is, you know how most parents, we have to, especially infants, we have to put our children facing rear in the back where you can't see them when they're young.
Right.
You feel me? And that can be an oversight. But for me, I've never been one to forget my kids. I guess I've never understand how a parent could do that. I could understand maybe forgetting your wallet or your purse, but your child. So, I mean, but it happens. It happens.
Yeah, it happens,
you know?
Though. It happens.
They're saying last year was the worst ever. It was over 48 children dead in overheated cars nationwide. This year they said it isn't looking good either. It's about 18 dead already, and they're almost on track to match last year. And so for those of you who want to find more information on that, you can go to kidsandcars.org to certainly learn how to prevent that kind of stuff. Maybe there's some ideas, but it's just crazy because, once again, going back to the Casey situation, you know, you were spotted partying and you had very sexy photos of you, and then you're going to state that, you know, Zanny the Nanny took your child. I mean, granted, yes, her age and immaturity may have a lot to do with it. Maybe she really was in fear of what could happen if the authorities find out my child accidentally drowned. But let's get back to the mother, because it was reported that Casey was furious when her mother was on the stand testifying. And Cindy is the mother's name of Casey. And Cindy was stating that she knew something was wrong because she hadn't seen the baby in over 30 days. And that, I guess this is, was the trigger, was that when she had called the authorities, Casey, I guess, did not know she had called the police. And she had to create a MySpace page just to even contact her daughter. She said she thought that they were in out of town or something, which is really crazy. So I don't know. I agree with you, PB. I feel that how on earth could you not realize that your child, you know what I'm saying, was missing for 30 days, and then all of a sudden, even as a grandparent, if you see your child every day, it shouldn't take a month for you to call. But at the same time, what can we say, PB, because she was stating that Casey kept giving her different excuses. Well, she's with this friend, or she's asleep, or, you know, she's with, you know, she's out with this person, or she's in this play group. So the mom, she, even though Cindy had grew, her suspicions had grew, she felt like maybe this could be the truth. I don't know.
No. No.
PB ain't buying it, huh? Okay.
No, I'm not having that.
Okay.
Well, I think that, you know, when you really look at it, the jury is presented with, just as in the OJ trial, when you have a high-profile case, the actual law begins to work kind of how it's supposed to, but the bad part of the law working how it's supposed to is that it's such a broken wheel that it's only mended to work one way or the other. So either a person's going to get off because the evidence is very circumstantial, and the jury is directed to only look at the evidence and not try to make a judgment call on what their gut is telling them. But in this situation, it doesn't even take gut, because there should be a crime for covering up a death and then having law enforcement and people think that your child was kidnapped, and then to lie and blame somebody else. She has a mountain hill of actual, you know, criminal activity mounted against her, and for them to for the jury to just kind of say, well, we can't, you know, it's the shadow of the doubt thing that worked for OJ, is that we don't have enough to say we know for sure she did it. If there's a shadow of a doubt, then you have to acquit them. But there is no doubt in my mind that somebody that didn't necessarily need to cover up an accidental death is guilty. I mean, that's, as me, if I was a juror, I would have hung the jury. Because all this stood by my gut is telling me, and what her actions, not hardcore evidence, but look at her actions. When you don't have enough evidence, you have to look at a pattern that a person has. If she's never killed a baby before, or she's never been involved in crime before, and all of a sudden a baby is dead and she's covered it up for a month while she partied, the actions show that she didn't necessarily want that child.
Mm-hmm.
Or she wasn't concerned.
Speaking of which, they have you're talking about the covering up and not reporting. They actually have in four states, they are having the Cayley's Law, which they are working hard to bring in the near future. And this law, we're going to go ahead and take the callers, too. I see you guys holding there. I'm going to grab you in like 2 seconds. But the law is for anyone that's missing, and if you don't report it, you will violate the law. And that's one of the things in this case, is that the mother did not report her child for 31 days. And in Florida, there's no provisions that stated she violated the law. So this bill is going to address that issue. And the states that are moving forward with this are Florida, Oklahoma, New York, and West Virginia, and I'm sure there will be more. And for those of you, for Kaylee's Law, you can go to change.org, which already has collected over 300,000 signatures, okay? And so you can find more information in regards to that. Okay, certainly I'm going to grab some callers here. If you have a quick comment, if you're just listening, please let me know. Otherwise, I'll put you back on mute. Okay, we got a 702 here. 702, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Hi, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Raquel.
Hey, what's up, Raquel?
Hey.
I'm talking about 702, where are you from? I'm tripping. Sorry, that's the protocol. This is my big sister here.
Yes, hi, everybody. This case, I am a mother, and my stomach has not stopped churning inside of me at just the sheer disregard for life. Not only is it a slap in the face of humanity, and I'm not trying to be deep, I'm just saying, if you carry a child for 9 months, you know what I'm saying? And you know that you're not mother material, you know, there are other options for you. You know what I'm saying? Young, molested, she was violated, yes. I agree with the gentleman earlier. That has jack zero to do with the fact that that was a breathing child that didn't have to be here. And
that's
I
right.
just, it's horrible at the things that this society has come to. I just can't believe it. I can't believe that this woman has just basically gotten away with murder.
Yeah,
and
right,
it's horrible. And it's why people have more respect for a dog's life than they do a human life. And
yeah,
that,
I think that
it's baffling. There's something wrong with that.
It really is. I seen that on Facebook, how they were saying Michael Vick could get sentenced for killing a dog, but yet here a mother for her own child gets let free. So that's true.
That's
right.
There's something wrong with that. Morally, mentally, emotionally, in all areas. That's not even natural.
Yeah, that's real.
That's
real.
Thank
well,
you
I
to
appreciate
my
your call.
All right.
Thank you for calling in. All right. Okay, we got a 314. I believe that's St. Louis. 314, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling, and is that St. Louis?
Yeah, hi, this is TK. I'm really from Atlanta, but I'm in St. Louis now.
Oh, okay. All right, TK. Thank you for joining us today. What are your thoughts on today's heated discussion?
Well, I agree with your sister, and I just like to point out, you know, a lot of people, even on my music page on Facebook, they tend to try to compare this case to the OJ case. And I can sit up here and say there's no comparison whatsoever.
Okay.
OJ had to deal with race. This case can easily be compared to the girl, Susan Boyle, I think that was her name, or I can't remember her last name.
Oh, that's right, the one who punched her kids down the river, or they were
right.
in the back seat or something, yeah.
And then JonBenet,
mm-hmm.
you know, so me
well,
personally,
wait a minute, now, did
I
they
think,
ever find out what happened to JonBenet? Isn't her case still, like, unresolved?
It's still unresolved, but I feel the parents got away with murder because, you know, like I told my grandmother, there's no way you can have police all in your house. They can't find your daughter, and then you go downstairs and you come back with her in less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I just think society needs to wake up and they need to quit putting less crimes, you know, underneath the ones that are more serious. And, you know, last thing I'm going to say, I actually had a conflict with a fan in Atlanta when I worked at the Georgia Dome over the whole Michael Vick thing. And I tried to explain to him, when you kill a dog, you can easily go back and buy another dog. When you kill a human, you can't do that. So, you know, hopefully people will wake up and understand that both of these are serious, but humans should be more serious than animals.
Right,
right,
absolutely.
That's my take on it.
Right, and certainly for all of the animal activists that are listening, please don't send me no hate mail. We are not saying animals are not important. We're just stating that human life certainly, you know, in our opinion, we do believe that it supersedes animals, but we're not saying animals are not important. All right, so don't take that the wrong way, please. Thank you so much. You said TK was your name?
Yeah, TK, and I'm actually following you on Twitter, too.
Okay.
I'm producer 2011. I do R&B music and stuff. So.
Good looking out. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Okay. All right. So, you know, this is the crazy thing. Now we're going to get to the verdict in regards to, you know, what was your first reaction when you heard not guilty? You know what I'm saying? What went through your mind? LTRPB, one of you guys, certainly.
Oh, I said some choice cuss words. You know, I can't say on the radio, but what went through my mind was what the, you know what I'm saying? I can't believe that. I mean, and was acquitted of all kind of charges. Wasn't it four other charges of child endangerment and child abuse and you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And was, pretty much, you know, didn't get charged on any of that.
Nothing.
So that's what really blew me away, was that they couldn't convict her on nothing. And I'm like, how circumstantial was the evidence? You know, the child was found dead. The mother had admitted to covering it up. And so the only charge is from concealing the information from the police and broke down to misdemeanors. I mean, manslaughter would have been my choice. We can't prove that you did it, but we can prove that you covered it up. I think that should be mandatory in the Cayley's Law, if they really do that, is to make a mandatory. You cover up a death, it should be mandatory manslaughter that's punishable up to 20 years in prison.
Nancy Grace said it best. She said the devil is dancing somewhere.
Right. If you didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling the police first thing.
Exactly.
Because when your child dies, you're the number one suspect. It's just like if your wife died, your husband died.
Right.
They're going to investigate the home first. So I'm going to make sure that I have, I don't care if I was high, drunk, or something like that, if that's what I was doing, I'm going to let them know right off the top. I was drinking, I passed out, the baby was out there.
Right. Just keep it real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when they first read the verdict, you know, I kind of sat there and waited for a minute. You know, I tried to wait till they did the first three, you know, because I know those were the most serious charges. But, you know, after that just came through and they was like, not guilty. I just said, my gosh. Come on now. Because I already know now. I don't mean to bring race to this, but I'm just saying, I believe if she was black, this would have been totally different way. I really do.
A lot of people feel that way. A lot of people really do feel that way. It's a hot mess. We got another caller here. Let me grab you. 301. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
It's Mike from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right, and yourself?
Pretty good. What are your thoughts on this controversial issue with the K.C. Anderson case?
Well, honestly, I just think it really reeks because, you know, because the lady, from what I heard, the lady only got 1 year, and if it was someone else, it probably would have been even worse. And just like the guy on the line just said, not trying to reiterate, but I agree with him. If it was someone else, it would have been really screwed up. You know, that person would have probably caught, like, holy heck.
Mm-hmm. Well, she gets out July 13th is what I've been researching. It says July 13th, so what's that, like next week?
Yeah. I think so.
She gets out, you know. So do you believe she was guilty or innocent?
Honestly, I don't really know. I've just kind of heard about this because I've been kind of, like, busy with other stuff, but I've just been seeing, like, a lot of people put it on Facebook, Twitter, and I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. And then, you know, people comparing with the OJ case, like the man on the line just earlier said, and it's just like, if it was probably another race, it would have probably been different. Yeah, he would probably got a worse sentence, she would have got a worse sentence herself.
Right, right. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Mike. Thank you for certainly supporting Brown Sugar Radio and this topic today.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so we have 30 seconds. We're going to be streaming live. However, we're still going to be recording over the next 15. And those of you who are in the chat listening, you're welcome to call in at 646-716-8697 now. Call in now to hear the remaining of the show. Otherwise, you can listen to the show once it's archived in its entirety. All right? So we're going to go ahead and keep it rolling here for the next few minutes. And certainly, like I said, anyone has any questions, call in now. All right, or comments. Well, shoot, questions. I don't know if we could answer any questions for them, but certainly any comments they got. I don't know. I think I'm appalled. I really truly felt like in my spirit that she did it, or she knew who did, and she was covering for the individual. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel that it's really sad, because at the end of the day, what about Kaylee? That's the other question that raises. And, I mean, we can never get her life back, but at the end of the day, truthfully told, what about that young 2-year-old girl that died in vain? You know right. what I'm saying? And no one feels that justice. Well, I don't want to say no one. Let me rephrase that. Majority of my listeners, I have to be careful what I say, majority of the feedback that I've received, they have been disappointed. So, as a nation, where do we go from here? What do we do? I would like to read a few of these Facebook comments that I actually received. And one of them, the one that really struck my core the most, was from Fox Safride. That's a cute name. She says, Casey Anthony is not going to survive anyways. So many people hate her, she'll never be safe in public again. Then BlueJay73 says, Jay Leno was right. The Casey Anthony jury was the most clueless people in the world. There's another one here. It says, so Casey Anthony is about to be released in days. She's lucky she ain't black or Hispanic. All I'm going to say is, mothers, protect your kids. And then the last one from Fox the 6C says, Casey Anthony, consider yourself lucky. For now, God is just, and you cannot hide from his wrath. So I haven't really seen any positive feedback or positive, you know, quotes or tweets or even on Facebook. I haven't seen anyone that's in support of Casey. If there is, certainly let us know if you feel she did not do it. Call in. We want to hear from you, too. This isn't just to bash her or whatever. I want to hear both sides. You know, if you really believe she's innocent and that our justice was served. Y'all know I'm gonna keep it equal. We're
that's
not
funny.
Discriminating on Brown Sugar Radio.
That's funny.
Hey, y'all know I always try
TV,
to keep...
you couldn't even hold it in.
I couldn't even be serious.
You know, Brown Sugar, we used to give people concessions with child, you know, negligence. I won't say murder or accidental death, but when a parent is negligent and they lose a child, we used to make the concession and say, well, they got to live with that for the rest of their lives. That's just as bad, if not worse, than prison or any punishment that we could put on them. But in her case, she didn't show any remorse for a month of the death of her child. So prison would be the only other punishment that was harsh enough for the crime that was committed. You know, but the fact that she's leaving jail and she gets to go back to her partying or whatever with her friends, yeah, she's going to catch a lot of drama. But
yeah.
She, you know, like OJ, he went out, he was golfing, you know, after the verdict was given and everything. You know, still was the mother of his child. And, I mean, you have children, and then you have this lady who, I mean, the comparisons are not the court case, of course, but to me the comparisons that are parallel is the jury. The jury's reaction of what was presented and giving this person their free ride, you know. And there's nobody to come back and sue her, you know, unless the father surfaces, and that's a whole nother show.
Right. And matter of fact, where is the father? Well, I haven't heard anything on the father. Has anybody?
You know, the theory is that it was her, she had her brother, her baby brother was her child. I mean, baby sister was her child. People were sick. Speculating that it was her father's child.
Mm. Oh.
That's a theory that's floating around. That's a conspiracy theory that's floating around that the child was her dad.
Wow.
But you know what, though, Sugar? LT makes a good point because you know what? I would actually like to, if the mother would have never called the police and reported the baby missing, I want to just know how long she would have just let this go on.
For real. That's a good point.
Like, how
you
long
know?
Would you let this go on? Like, even if she is innocent, she's still guilty because, like, as a mother, like, how do you just let your child, like, and to be honest, I don't really think that she murdered the baby. I really don't. I believe that she probably wasn't watching the baby, and the baby probably just drowned in the pool, and that's probably
yeah.
what happened. I really do believe that. But I'm just saying, how do you just let that happen and don't do nothing about it? Like, you don't report it. You don't, like, come on, you don't even throw your child a funeral. Come
yeah.
on. Like, who do that?
Right. That's what
right.
You just
right,
throw in a
right.
barrel and let her body decompose. She thought nobody would ever find her.
You know
That's
what?
Crazy.
That baby Lavender had got shook to death by her boyfriend or something. And because of her loyalty to him and love for him, you know, that's another, I guess, angle.
Well,
conspiracy.
What the body was too decomposed to actually find out the analysis of death? Like they never could tell how she actually died?
No, and being an infant, there's no. She probably decomposed a lot quicker than it would be for an adult.
Mm.
You know what? To be honest, though, I just want to know, like, because I believe, I don't know, but, like, when the people were out doing a little search for the body, they couldn't find the body. So I really believe that the body probably wasn't even there from the get-go. I believe somebody probably put the remains over there or something. I don't know.
Mm.
It sounds like a case of Law and Order.
An entire body. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I think that certainly, you know, whatever, she knows. Only her and God know, you know what I mean? And I don't know how she's going to live. How is she going to live and walk America with this many enemies? You know what I'm saying? It's like,
how could
she's going to have to change her name?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, This is where the heinous part of it is. Okay, it's one thing to have your child died or something, right? But how do you bag them up? I mean, the process of moving the body. It's not like a dead cat or a dead dog. You just throw it in a bag and just drop it off somewhere. But you had to, you know, take the body and put it somewhere. And that whole process, wouldn't that drive you nuts? I mean, your child, if my child died, I probably would, at the moment of grieving, would feel like prison wouldn't be enough for me. And I knew I had neglected my child, and that's why they're dead. I have nobody to blame but myself. But then to actually take that body after knowing that I caused this my child's life to end, and then I would be so tore up. And so messed up, I couldn't even plan out something like that.
Yeah, that's real.
You know, I wouldn't be in my faculties to be able to be that criminal minded to hide the body and to cover it up. You know what I'm saying? It
yeah.
would have to have been intentional for me. I had to have come to some point of insanity to kill the child and want to cover it up. That goes hand in hand. But to allow my child to die, my negligence, you could put me on the rock. I wouldn't care about prison or nothing else, because I'd be just too distraught.
Mm, mm, mm.
That's another level of mentality that you have to be in to take your child's body and then wrap it up and duct tape it and do all of that stuff and put it somewhere, a partial body. I mean, and it probably was buried somewhere where nobody knew, and then she probably moved it. I mean, so, you know, whoever did it, I mean, that's heinous.
Yeah. Right, that's just beyond gory, you know, to actually think all that out. And that's why I'm surprised you didn't get charged for nothing. Not even, you know, knowing your child accidentally died and you lied and said that the baby got kidnapped. Come on now. You
right.
know what I mean? There's no way I'd be able to sleep with myself at night. There's no way. But what's going to end up happening, I truly believe, is she will have her hell on earth. You know, she will never
yeah.
be able to work a regular job. She won't be able to go grocery store shopping. She's going to have security 24/7. They're going to have to relocate her. She's going to have to change her identity and more than likely her name as well, because she's not going to be able to live a normal life. somebody somewhere is going to whoop her tail and say, don't you know I'm trying to have a baby? Girl, I've been trying to have a baby for years, and you pull some mess like this.
Right.
It's women out there that are furious that have been trying to have babies, and they see stuff like this, and they go crazy. So she's going to really have to watch it because, I'm telling you, she's going to cross the wrong one. And I truly believe they're going to give her, I truly believe the judge is going to give her some kind of alias to live by because, or the courts, they got to do something, security, because there's just no way she's going to live her life as Casey Anthony and think she's going to be cool. It ain't going to
happen. Yeah, because people are crazy
even,
now.
Heck yeah, even now, though, OJ still to this. Okay, let's go even further than that. Chris Brown, he's barely recovering now. In some places, he'll never recover. They banned him from every bar. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on.
Right.
Couldn't get into certain clubs and stuff. They wouldn't play his music. You know what I'm saying? OJ, they banned him. They stopped promoting all of his commercials and whatnot, dropped him like a hot potato. All of his endorsements and Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? And people
right.
blackballed them.
But you know what's crazy is people will come out the woodwork and take advantage of her situation and use it as leverage against her. Some boyfriend is going to be there for her because what can she do? He could be abusive or whatever. She probably feels stuck with the guy because where can she go that people don't know who she is?
That's what I'm saying. She's going to have to change her identity, her name, all that. She's going to have to live underneath an alias because she hasn't got. There's too many angry Americans right now that are heated and ready to go after her. There's people probably like, yeah, let her go. Let her go. I'm looking for her. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Yeah, that's okay. She thinks she got off in the courtroom, huh? Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
You remember that lady that put the acid on her face?
No.
You remember that? And she said it was
it
was a lady put acid on her face and said a black lady had doused her with acid. And so it wasn't, but I think maybe a month or two later, somebody retaliated on an innocent black person by throwing acid on a black lady's face. And made it a race, and made it a complete race thing. So you know people out there crazy like that.
Yeah, they really are. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Certainly, you guys, we only have 3 minutes remaining on the show. And so final thoughts, go ahead, both of you, whoever wants to go first, just tell me real quick, you know, as far as where do you feel we stand now as Americans and with our justice system, you know, can we trust our justice system now with stuff like this?
Well,
okay,
I'll go first.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, okay, go ahead. Oh, okay. I'm just going to say this right here. To be honest, this don't really surprise me because the judicial system been messed up for years now because, I mean, if you just look at it, it's people out here that's selling drugs, that's getting more time. It's people locked up right now that's like, I know the rapper Lil Boosie, he locked up right now. He locked up basically just because somebody said that he paid somebody to murder somebody. He locked up just based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then we got Casey Anthony, who basically go into court and admit that her daughter drowned and she didn't report it for over a month. And she's not guilty. She's going to come out, walk. So, I mean, to be honest, I can't say that the judicial system is messed up because they selected the 12 juries, and I'm talking about all 12 of them, basically voted the same way. So I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, that's real talk. All right, LT, go ahead. We got to wrap it up, LT. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, I believe the court system is really messed up because there's a lot of court cases like that that go down and we don't really hear about. But whenever the press gets involved, you start to see inconsistencies in the law and you see how really fouled up it is. And this is a situation because what people don't know is the jury is always directed and told how to make their judgments. You know, we don't get to see that or hear that in argument or anything because we're not, you know, behind the scenes with them. But the jury can be led to go one way by the judge actually come in and said, well, look, we want you to focus on this, not the circumstantial evidence, and make a judgment based on that. Things are, juries have been tampered with and selected off of all kinds of scenarios. So the justice system is really not good because of the amount of money that people stand to make from the publicity of it. And
right, the media,
you just can't trust it. Yeah, you can't trust it.
All right, well, we only have 30 seconds to go, and in one word, only thing I have to say is just unbelievable. That's all I can say. So tune in next week, you guys. The quote that I have for this week is, your imagination is a preview of your life's coming attractions. All right, be blessed. We out like shout, y'all. Make it do what it do.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown.